In The Weeping Buddha, a new mystery by Heather Dunn McAdam, a police detective investigating a murder finds clues to an older case, the disappearance of a friend who vanished many years earlier. But the plot of the novel isn't entirely fiction. It's based on Heather McAdam's own experience with a friend who disappeared almost 20 years ago. But she found out that basing a novel on people she knows could complicate her real life.
Every writing teacher I know says, write what you know. Well, I do that by asking my friends' permission to use a sum of their parts so they can become characters in my mysteries. The problem with this approach is that my characters seem to be getting the best of me. Don't get me wrong, my friends are a great group of people, but if you shake them up and stick them in my imagination, they end up killing each other, and then seem shocked by the results. I mean, what's a writer supposed to do when her serial killer calls up to protest the M.O.? What will people think? I would never kill anyone like that. Or better yet, sure, I wanted to be the murderer 3 years ago. I didn't think you'd get published. One of my friends, a real-life detective and the prototype for my fictitious one, complains, I don't keep Tampax in my car, and I have 4 pairs of handcuffs, not 3. Hey, it's fiction. Almost. Anyway, I was in Honolulu at Borders Books. The manager used to work for the mother of the friend who's dead in the first chapter, so I had a signing. Properly laid, Hawaiian style, I awaited my public, when who should arrive but my characters? Every New Year, a group of us come to Hawaii to escape the doldrums of winter, and most of the people I vacation with are also in my book. They milled around the table as a timid customer asked what my book was about. The Weeping Buddha. Are you Buddhist? Before I could answer, a cuter and more precocious version of my first murder victim piped in, I'm dead in the first chapter. Want me to sign your copy? The customer nodded, warily. And my mom has a line on page 178. She says, very nice, very expensive. You want my mom to sign your book? Hey, here's a detective. You have to have her sign it. Like a receiving line, they sat down, passing my novel down the table and signing their real names, a.k.a. their characters' names. I wonder if my publisher can afford a book tour with a whole entourage in tow. I mean, even the ghosts are starting to make appearances. My friend, Sam Todd, was not at the signing, but his presence could not be missed. You see, Sam Todd disappeared on New Year's Eve back in 1984. He and I were dancing together, celebrating the advent of that Orwellian year, when Sam went for a walk around the block and never came back, ever. He is now a permanent resident on the NYPD's missing persons page, a mystery that can't be resolved anywhere but in fiction. He is, or his absence is, the reason for my book, this signing, and this gathering of friends. It is his haunting that has caused me to exorcise his ghost through my writing in an attempt to solve his unsolved mystery. This novel has also offered me some release, as the plot itself provides an answer to what in real life remains forever unanswerable, and through it I am finally able to say goodbye. So the day before the signing, I climbed out onto a lava rock jetty and threw a white ginger lei with Sam's picture into the sea. Be at peace. Be found, I murmured, allowing my heart to grieve just once more. Then diving into the tidal pool, I floated on my back to look upward into heaven. From above, he beckoned. It is his character who is real now.
Heather Dunn McAdam's book is called The Weeping Buddha.